we had a really good football team in Detroit. Barry Sanders, Herman Moore, Brett Perriman. Our third wide receiver was Johnny Morton, who was a really good player at USC. And we had a Pro Bowl tight end named Dave Sloan. And
we
our
had a
backup,
good O-line.
We had a good O-line. Yeah. And we our offensive coordinator was a guy named Tom Moore. Tom Moore left Detroit and went to Indianapolis, and they ran the same offense with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Similar to so we were really explosive offensively. Well, the head coach gets fired, a new coach comes in.
Oh, and then you're just
and screwed. Now we're trying to run a power game, two tight ends, a fullback, and Barry Sanders in between the tackles.
Yeah.
Never gonna work.
Yeah, the NFL is going to load the box.
And everything is just right, all right here. And you got all these players out, you know, one-on-one coverage, great wide receivers. And I made the mistake of going into the coach and saying, you know, it's okay to throw the ball on first down. Right?
That went over like a lead balloon.
Oh,
right?
It was like, all you care about is your stats and all you – and I'm like, no, how hard it is in this league to begin with?
Yeah.
Like, just take what defenses give you. They'll give you something.
Yeah.
You just got to be willing to take it. Yeah. And you have the players who are great at taking it across the board. There was no flaw in our offense. Like, right. Like I would take that personnel any era, any situation, and we would win if they'd let us do it the right way. No question about it. Really as good a talent as you'll ever find.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that the coach, the offensive coordinator, who was named Sylvester Kroom, which I have no problem telling his name because he screwed me over. So did Jim Zorn. Yeah. I have no problem with it either. I got hosed, and it's infuriating to me.
I have no problem with that.
I have the same feeling inside of me as the Saints do about the call they got. It's that same.
Oh, there's a couple guys out there, Scott. I'd like, please lock me in a room with them.
Yeah, it's the same feeling.
Lock me in a room with them. Yeah.
And so I was never allowed to talk to the offensive coordinator. I wasn't even allowed to talk to him.
As the starting quarterback.
During the week. Never had a meeting with him.
What?
Never talked about what plays
to get on the same page to.
Yeah, nothing.
Wow.
And it's like, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to like it, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't fit who we are. This is so stupid. It's just stupid. And I wasn't the only one. In fact, everyone felt that way.
Yeah.
So I get benched and after the second game of the season, and now all of a sudden Charlie Batch is in and they start having meetings with the offensive coordinator. And not only that, they start opening up the offense and the coach actually admits, well, maybe I should be, you know, maybe we need to look at our personnel. And they started doing stuff that we had suggested before.